Locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA continues as we're now talking Frankfort basketball, joined now by girls head coach, that is Brian Everts. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfort, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, your team playing some good ball right now. Three straight wins since the loss to Centralia. You've also won four of your last five. Most recently, Tuesday night, a home win against Onega, 61-34. Do you feel like the team's playing as good as it has been all year? Do you still feel like maybe there's a little bit of room for improvement down the stretch?
Well, I think the improvement we need is just to be consistent shooting the ball, putting the ball in the hole. When we're able to shoot the ball from the outside and put the ball in the basket, we're a pretty potent team. But that consistency is what we're looking for, and hopefully, you know, here in the next couple of weeks, it will be there.
Yeah, and it seemed like maybe at least for that game against Onega on Tuesday night, you hang up 61, so it seemed like certainly at least that night the offense was clicking a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last three games we've been in the 60s, so, you know, our offense is looking good. We're hitting outside shots, and we're getting the ball up and down the floor. So, you know, if we're able to hit shots, like I said, we look pretty good.
Have you taken a look at the sub-state? I would have to imagine you maybe peek at it a little bit because we're down to just the final few games here of the regular season, and it's a very stacked sub-state, and obviously Frankfort is hosting this 1A D1 sub-state, but Centralia right now undefeated, number two ranked team in the state. They got the top spot, but you got a Donovan West team with 13 wins. You know, your team sitting there with 12 wins, a Care Paravel team that also has double-digit wins, and Troy is certainly not an easy out, so it's a very challenging sub-state and still some things to play out in terms of seeding, but what's your kind of early take on the sub-state?
Well, definitely difficult. It seems like every year that's the way it is. You know, I definitely say Centralia, obviously the favorite, if they haven't been beat, obviously. You know, and I'd like to think that we can contest whoever it is. I think in the first round we're probably, looks like we're going to play Onega again, and then in probably play D-West. So, you know, I think whoever comes up against Centralia is going to have to play a really good game and, you know, almost play a perfect game to beat them. But, you know, we're willing to take that challenge on, and hopefully we have that opportunity.
And just a couple games left. You'll play at Washington County on Friday, and then you'll turn around on Monday and close out the season at home against Lynn. And talking about this Washington County team, this is the first time you're going to see them this season. And, you know, they're a team right now sitting at 8-9 and about 500, and they're coming off a loss to Hanover on a Tuesday. What's the scouting report look like for this team, and what kind of ball game can you expect Friday?
Well, they have some young talent. Got a freshman girl that scores about 16 a game. Definitely going to have to know where she's at. And then they have a senior guard that scores about 12 a game. So I think they really depend on their guard play. But on the road, you just got to be ready no matter what. And hopefully our girls are ready. Lynn's an even tougher opponent, I would feel like. They can shoot the ball. They have size, athleticism. So next two games are definitely not just cakewalks. You're going to have to play well, and hopefully we can do that.
That is Brian Everts, Frankfort girls basketball coach. They'll close out the regular season with a pair of games Friday at Washington County and then Monday at home against Lynn, and then obviously sub-state looms large after that. But the team right now sitting at 12-6 in a good spot with two games to go. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck at Washington County on Friday, and we will do it one more time next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.